UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Is this me rubbing off on Strebel?
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Is Lachlan McLean rubbing off on Strebel?
And James Strebel.
I'm sure that was very impressive. If everyone involved, sure, Megan Rapinoe will be very impressed.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Give me a C.
C.
Give me an H.
A.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me an R.
R.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me a C.
C.
Give me a T.
T.
Give me an ER.
Yarn.
What's that
spell? Character.
Character. All right, hanging out with you on a Thursday, moving into hour three here on The Take. It's ESPN 680 105.7. Rick Bozich will join us in about 4 or 5 minutes here on The Take. I have waged war. Not really war. I was shocked that Louisville fans, some thought that they would, you know, Juwan Pass would be the backup. We have talked about that. IU and U of L have released their academic calendar for the upcoming semester, so we shall see what happens with Kentucky and what goes on there. We went to Strebel for any sort of input on the Olivier Saar, Johnny Juzang eligibility. That did not happen. We should dive back into that at some point. Locke talked about it today, and he obviously disagreed with, you know, it's good for Juzang, meaning it's good for Saar. And I agree with him.
Yeah.
His point was they're allowing a lot of waivers. That's good for Kentucky.
Yeah, and I agree with him on that. Yes.
Well, there you go. You guys disagree on many things.
Yes.
So we'll get to that. We still, after Bozich, have... You need to do your, what book did you pick out that you want to read that we are going to submit to the Courier Journal as they are doing their children's book series on the website? And I think we need to be represented, quite frankly, by you. You're a teacher.
Yes. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Well, there we go. There we go. It's a classic.
It is.
It's talking about Calipari and Patino.
There you go.
Didn't you dress up as that for school when you were the redfish?
I was the redfish. Yes, that's one of the reasons why I picked it. Yes, because I was the redfish with my kids. We all were one of the fish.
Of course, Strebel is wearing new clothes yet again today.
Yeah.
He had his tags on his left leg today, which was he went in public with that all day today, which is funny. Got the cargos with
the
an
zipper.
Extra zipper. He's got a second pocket on the side, Mitch.
Yeah.
he's got the two
boys.
Pockets. Those are, yeah, I can carry keys and I can carry shrooms, and I can carry a bottle opener, and I can carry my wallet.
Cell phone.
let's not delay the Murray Minute. Let's get to the Murray Minute before. We're going to go Murray Minute to Rick Bozich.
Boy.
That makes me happy.
Yes.
Here on The Take on this Thursday. So go ahead, Mitch. Hit the music.
Time now for the Murray Minute.
I can fish. I can hunt.
With the noodler himself.
Noodling is like, it's kind of like fishing. If you want to catch a big catfish, you just stick your arm in the pond and let the fish bite your arm, and that's how you bring it out of the pond.
The kid from Callaway County.
I'm not that country, but I am a truck guy.
His name is Mitchell Hannigan.
Good afternoon. My name is Mitch Hannigan.
And he needs his Motorola.
Motorola. I love my Motorola. Mitchell Hannigan.
All right, thanks, Dawkish. On today's Murray Minute, our lead story is the Main Street Playground is fixed, ladies and gentlemen. Some knuckleheads.
Right. What was wrong with it?
dude, some knuckleheads tried removing it. I don't know if they're trying to steal it or what they're trying to do, but they tried removing the roof of the playground.
How country is that? I'm gonna bat my 250 up there, boy. We'll just hook that son of a bitch up.
Driving the truck.
And some outstanding Murray citizens fixed it. I guess they had nothing else to do, and they wanted to do a good thing for the community. So shout out to those individuals fixing the roof of the Main Street Playground. My next story, there's a scandal in the Jackson Purchase.
Uh-oh.
Police have located and arrested former Barbecue on the River director David Boggs Jr. At Barbecue on the River, just a festival we do, just eat barbecue, drink beer on the river. Pretty self-explanatory, but he...
The creative name there by the people in Callaway County.
He went missing for 18 months after stealing $20,000 from the organization's operating fund.
So look at that. What a crappy way to be on the run. You didn't steal millions from a bank. You stole 20 grand.
From the barbecue fest.
Come on.
From
so
local
happened?
Businesses. So they found him and arrested him, and he's going to be going to jail. So
yeah.
It's an embezzlement and missing persons scandal in the Jackson Purchase.
Where did they find him? Because I want to keep up with this story. This is now our story of the mysterious guy who took the $20K from local businesses of Callaway County for the Barbecue by the River Festival.
I don't know, but he'll be having a press conference at 3 o'clock, and we can carry it live on Kentucky Stars 94.3 WKYX FM.
Let's get someone from 94.3 WXPKY, whatever you said there. Yes. All right, you get Bozich on. That's enough. Appreciate it. I don't know if you have any more stories. Good.
I had a sports story but good. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, just Murray State shortstop Jordan Cozart named Collegiate Baseball News All-American. Not related to Zach Cozart, so there you go. That's been your Murray Minute.
Good stories, Mitch.
Texter says, barbecue on the river.
You're damn right.
Sounds like a good time. I want to go.
I hope Bozich was listening. Texter says, Maben sounds confused in that sound. Texter says, Strebel hit that Kohl's Memorial Day sale for sure. Oh, you're damn right.
Absolutely. I mean, we got a lot of clothes for under $200.
Texter says, I'm going to be wearing my MAGA mask if I go to the fair. I believe them.
I do too. I don't think they're joking.
There's going to be 200,000 of them.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
UK shirts as well. Yes. Texter Strebel's going to get tongue-tied during this book reading.
No, you just wait. I'm a pro at this.
Yeah, I agree with this next Texter. He goes, I swear Rummage missed his calling being a UK fan. If he left the Cards, I would welcome him into BBN with open arms. Oh, I've been 100%. Saying he'd be a star.
He would.
If he were a Kentucky fan. He's got family members that are. He knows. It's in his blood.
Yeah, he'd be sitting here instead of me.
He pivoted. Yes, he would. Yes, he would. Rummage be the co-host on the take if he had simply been a Kentucky fan and not Strebel?
Right.
All right, enough nonsense, or we'll include him in the nonsense. Rick Bozich, WDRB, Serious Sports Talk Radio right now. He joins us every Thursday in the 5 o'clock hour at Rick Bozich if you want to follow him on Twitter. Rick, good afternoon, sir.
Hi, guys. How's everything going?
Oh, everything is good. When the weather's nice out, Rick, it changes my entire day, right? Changes the entire outlook on a guy's day.
Yeah, I mean, no rain, nice temperatures.
Yeah.
Looks to be good for the next couple days, hopefully.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Only thing I'm missing is some baseball, man.
Well, yeah.
No baseball.
I was going to ask you, Rick, I was going to ask you at the very end, baseball, are we going to have it or not, or your disgust? So let's start there at 5:03. Let's bring the listeners of Louisville in with musty baseball talk, Rick. Will we have baseball this season? There we go.
You know, I don't think we will.
I agree with you.
I don't think they have a great line of communication. I don't think they've had a great line of communication for a long time. A lot of people were already projecting a strike after the 2021 season, and there's so many other logistical problems to clear that it just seems like, you know, we've seen in baseball before that they've let it go where they didn't start a season on time or finish a season, so there's precedent for it, and I hope I'm wrong. I really do hope I'm wrong.
I agree.
I don't think so.
You're a White Sox fan, so, I mean, that was teed up to be a pretty good year. I mean, for the team, so you can't be happy. The percentage of blame, how do you dish out the percentage of blame between the players and the owners?
I'd say 50-50.
Okay.
I know that most people will lean towards the players, at least in the PR world. That's one thing the owners have always, for some reason, been able to do. And I think it's been detrimental to the game that they've always been able to portray the players as being greedy. But, you know, it's both sides. And you got to take ownership and concern for the game and put it near the top of the list and find a way to work it out. And they've both have dug in to the point where I don't think that's even being discussed of what it
we got to get it going too.
For the
time's
game.
A ticking. Time's ticking. Let's go. It's June. Let's go. They should be reporting.
I mean, you would have the whole stage to yourself for a while, and I don't think that matters to them for some reason. That you know, the dollars always get in the way, and it's too bad because hockey's really, and hockey's sort of an afterthought. Hockey's kind of taking the first step, and I think baseball should have been taking the first step before hockey.
Rick Bozich with us here on ESPN 680-1057. Let's stay in the Wayback Machine in a day and time where baseball was king. Let's pivot to horse racing now, Rick. You ready for this? We are going way back in time. I'm joking. Bob Baff.
Heavyweight boxing?
Yeah, I was about to say, having Mike Tyson's coming back for maybe $20 million. Dust off your Mike Tyson. Bad week for Bob Baffert. He has a horse that maybe had some an illegal substance. He's got another horse I'm blanking on the name.
Nadal.
Thank
Nadal.
You.
Undefeated Nadal.
That now is going to be retired because of a fracture. What do you make of Bob Baffert's week, and what do you make of the report that you know there could be some trouble around the corner here?
You know, if there's one sport that does a job of shooting, of having self-inflicted wounds more than baseball, it's horse racing. Anytime you start to get excited about the sport or think about, you know, the beauty of the sport, stories like this kick up. And, you know, Baffert, Joe Drape just had that story, last year about in the New York Times, calling into question, was it Pharaoh? Remember that thing? And it sort of died away. But just been too many times with top trainers and top horses that these kinds of stories come around, and you've always, when you're around the racetrack, you always hear a lot of whispering out there about this is what this guy's doing and this is how this guy's beating the system, and it's not good for the game to have that kind of stuff. And then the injuries always seem to crop up too. Anytime you get, you know, a lot of times you get excited about a horse and he runs two or three times and something happens and they have to retire him. And it's the same issues that racing has to try and overcome year after year. It's tough.
Do you think he gets any leniency, giving he is the face of the organization, if you will, and he is very friendly with the media?
Do I think he gets a break from the media?
Yeah, maybe just a little. Maybe just
people.
A little bit.
Yeah, I think he does a little bit sometimes because he is.
Do you think he will with this? Do you think he will with this if the second test comes back?
No, I don't think he will. I don't think he will. I think we've seen it already in the past with the stuff that came up with Pharaoh, that there's a number of significant people in the horse racing media business they don't care who it is, any trainer. Yeah. They'll bring it out and write about it and flush it out. And if it comes back a second positive test, I don't see how you can give him a break.
Rick Bozich with us. He's from WDRB at Rick Bozich. All right, so let's get into some local stuff, some uber local stuff, even though obviously Bob Baffert's horses, a derby coming up in September. Louisville comes back. Our Mark Ennis, had the, I guess report, had the tweet that someone in the support member, of the team has tested positive for coronavirus. You spoke with Vince Tyra. It's the first he ever heard of it. So that story is out there. We know what's going to happen, whether it be it's already happened or it's going to happen with the local schools. So as that happens, kids coming back to campus the next month or so, who comes back to campus if we find out who does and who doesn't, what will you be watching as this experiment continues here in the new world?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think one thing I'll be watching is how long it'll take before every time we hear a test of somebody or a report of somebody testing positive, how big of a story it is. Because, I mean, there are going to be people that test positive, and when they do test positive, you quarantine them and hope that it doesn't spread. But that's when it becomes an issue. If, like they say, well, one guy's back, and now there's 17 guys on a team or in a program who've tested positive. That's when it'll become a number. If it's just an individual case here or there, I don't think it's a big deal as long as they follow the rest of the protocol. But when it becomes a cluster, that's when I think it becomes a story.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be something that we'll watch, and it's just the way that it is. We're going to have to deal with positive tests. Do you have a good thought? It's a generic question, and obviously it's late May going into June. Do you have any generic thought at all on what the football season's going to look like or the academic season? We talked about it last segment. You know, I mean, IU has said, hey, you're gone after Thanksgiving. You won't be back until February, right. You know, a couple months. Louisville saying, hey, you're out of here on Thanksgiving. You'll be back the next semester. So obviously not quite as long, but these college basketball players are going to have a place to themselves. It's going to be like Camp Cal. They're going to be locked in for 2 months, Rick. I mean, they are. I mean, I think
no,
fans are. Yeah, fans are going to be like, yeah, this is great. Yeah, this is great. Look at all the, you know, Devin Askew can now focus only on being the point guard for Kentucky. I don't know what the question was going to be there, but what do you make of the schedules, I guess, that have come out with all of this stuff?
Well, you know, I was on the conference call at 3 o'clock with Todd Stewart of Western Kentucky, and he was really kind of bullish on the fact that he thinks they're going to play football and it'll go off as scheduled. And he thinks there'll at least be some people in the stands. And I think, as we've talked about before, that's kind of where my head is right now. I think we will have a football season. I don't think it won't be anywhere close to a full house. What the number will be at this point, whether it's 60%, 50%, 25%, or whatever,
I think it's 50%. I think it's 50%, Rick. Yeah, I mean, it's just the numbers are going to keep building, right? Like, if Gene Smith says 2 weeks ago, I think we can get 25,000 in. By the time, I mean, let's be honest, in another 2-3 months, what do you think? That number's going to go down? I think it's going to only go up. I could be wrong. I probably will be.
Yeah, you could be right. I mean, 20,000 in Ohio State is 20% capacity, so 50 might be a little bit high, but I think it will be more than 20. And I have a difficult, I mean, when you probably listened to Mikhail Cunningham at a teleconference today too, and he said all the players wanted to come back, that they were excited to get back. They missed each other. So that I'm not in question of. What I am unable to make a determination on is what percentage of fans are going to say, hey, you know, I'm going to wait a couple games and see how it goes, and then I'm going to go back. I think there'll be a reasonable amount of people that are going to view it that way. A lot of people are going to, you know, will say, I'm going back, I don't care, I'm doing everything. But there will be a percentage of people that say, I'm going to let this go for like a month and we'll see what happens. And then if everything's okay, then I'm going to go back. Football, especially because you're outside.
Sure,
basketball is a different question. And, you know, when I saw that thing about Indiana, the students being gone all of December and January, the first thing I thought of, it's like there's not going to be any students at the game for, you know, December
great point.
And January
it's
conference play.
It's a great
that
point.
Totally changes the atmosphere in Assembly Hall, even if, you know, it does. And so,
well, here's what I think happens with that. Sorry to interrupt, Rick. Here's what I think happens. If you're moving into Bloomington, I mean, if you're off campus, you probably have the house for the whole time, right? Like, if you live off campus or in many housing for – yeah, you might be around, but I hadn't thought of that because IU, out of the three local schools, has the best home court advantage. Not that they win the most at home, but they have the best home court atmosphere game in, game out.
Yeah, and I guess they'll make tickets available to them, but I can't imagine there'll be a huge amount of students that are just going to hang out in Bloomington if classes aren't going on. I mean, maybe they will because it's a college town. There's things to do, but that seems unlikely, and you got a significant percentage of students who actually do live in the dormitory, so they definitely won't be there because I'm sure they're going to shut the dorms down. So, if that's the case at IU, it's probably going to be. It seems to be the trend that I know Western, they're shutting down classes after Thanksgiving too. That seems to be the way it's going to go. And whereas in the past, you know, you came back for Thanksgiving for a couple weeks of classes, and then had a week of reading or whatever, and then finals week, and usually there to the 15th or the 20th. That's not going to be the way it is.
Rick Bozich with us, at Rick Bozich. He's from WDRB. I think I'll ask it this way. I'll ask if you agree with me, and then maybe if you think this will be, you know, the fight could be unless people don't want to go to football games. The fight could be who gets to go to football games. Is it only right? Is it only the season ticket holders? Is it the animals that will go for one or two games and drink in the parking lot? Like, honestly, like, who is it going to be? Is it going to be divisive who gets to go to these games? I have no idea, but I figure at some point the schools will have to put out a plan, and you know there'll be a large segment of the fan bases here, Rick, that won't like the plan. You know, that's how people are.
No question about that. And I think what the fair way to do it, I think, would be to divide the game. You have you get a determination of how many people actually want to come. You get in touch with your season ticket holders and say, okay, how many want to come? And whatever that number is, and then whatever the number of tickets you're able to give out, you might have to divide it up and say, these people get tickets for four games, these people get tickets for three games, and everybody gets an opportunity to go. And then I would imagine if you really want to go and you're in that group, there'll be a secondary market where you'll still be able to get in. So
yeah.
The fair way to do it is that everybody that wants to go should have an opportunity to go to at least a few games. That's the fair way to do it, to say, you know, X amount of people can go to every game, but these other people, that's a good way to really annoy a group of your fans. I guess the other way you can say you're annoying everybody a little bit, but you got to sell it in a way, say we want everybody to have a chance to go.
I think it's simple. I think you cater to a number of fans who give a lot of money. Like, that does matter. If you give a lot of money to the university and you've had tickets for 25 years and you give a lot of money, sorry, I mean, you're in the front of the line. I hate to tell you. I hate to tell the fan that goes to one or two games.
You're
that's
probably
just,
right.
Yeah, that's just the way that they get to go. They get to pick. If they don't want to go to games, and maybe some of those are older individuals and they don't want to go to games, that's fine. But they get to go to the game. They get to go to games, and then whatever percentage that is, if Louisville has about a 60,000 person stadium and they're going to have 30,000 in attendance, let's say, well, however many thousands, it's going to be many thousands of tickets, I think you just throw them on the website and you have people buy them.
Yeah.
Whoever gets on there and gets them?
Absolutely. I mean, people won't like a raffle because they'll get locked out of that. If nothing else, try to get on a website. I don't know what to tell you. I still don't think it will be a ticket that will be in such demand. but, you know, I could be wrong. I could absolutely be wrong. I have no idea how these athletic departments do it, if one has a better idea than another, right?
Right.
I mean, really? I mean, Vince Tyree was very I know you guys have written about it on WDRB, was very much on the forefront of saying, hey, here's how we are managing the crisis here, and he's helped other people come back. I think that's going to be the interesting thing, how, like, Kentucky, Louisville, Indiana, Western, how they do it and how they all compare, how Ohio State and LSU, how they try to take care of all of their fans. It's going to be, they won't win. It's a lose-lose situation, but I think it's going to be interesting who comes up with the best ideas.
Yeah, there'll have to be a lot of brainstorming within leagues. I mean, obviously in football, the biggest crush is going to be at, you know, Ohio State, Alabama, LSU, because people are obsessed over it and they want to go to every game. And if you have demand for 90 to 100,000, and you're probably still going to have, what, 60,000 that still want to go, and you're only going to have 45,000 or 50 tickets, you're talking about annoying a pretty large yep. Percentage of your fan base. And I don't know. I'm sure they're having extra meetings in every athletic department around the country trying to figure that out right now. And in some ways, that's a good problem to have, because that means there will be games and there will be a lot of people there.
Rick Bozich with us. Do you think you're going to be covering games this football season?
Yeah, I expect to. I expect to. I've thought about, Eric and I have talked about how it'll look in press conference, you know, in press boxes, whether, you know, at Louisville, you know, a lot of times big crowds there, especially in the area of the back of the press box before games. That'll have to be, that's a socially distanced situation, as it is at Kentucky in the area in back of the press box where they usually have the pregame meal and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they're going to do it, whether they're going to limit it a certain number of credentials per site or.
Oh, you have to. You have to. How many would you guys?
Might not get tickets. Huh?
Yeah. Well, how many would you guys send on a football game? Two, three people? Just a couple?
Three. Usually Eric and I both go, unless UK and U of L are both home the same day, and then one TV person. So unless it's UK, U of L, then we'll have four or five people there. But, yeah, we'd have to have at least two, and maybe sometimes three seats. And if we have to get cut back, to two, then we have to get back to cut back to two, and he and I will have to have a lottery of who gets to go to which game, or arm wrestle, or whatever we'll do.
There you go. How shocked were you that Lincoln Riley and Oklahoma are like, yeah, we'll come back in a month. We'll come back in July, not June, doing the most anti-football thing of all time, and it's coming from Oklahoma and Lincoln Riley.
I was surprised. They were almost like prideful or boastful about it. That's what I was surprised about. And I guess he has faith in his guys that he can get them ready in that amount of time and that enough of them are working out at home and they're going to be close enough to being in shape. That's one thing I'd like to know is, like, how closely are they monitoring their guys to see if they're really in shape, and do they have guys, like, if they have eight players in Dallas, do they have, like, an alum or a trainer who's going around checking on these dudes to see if they're really working out at a lot of different schools? I don't know, because I was on a conference. I've been on so many of these conference calls. I was on a conference call with the Indiana wide receivers coach. I think it was yesterday or might have been the day before, and he said, you know, all these guys are telling me they're doing it and they're in shape, but he pretty much saying, you know, that's not true.
Oh,
and
sure.
When you get them back to campus the first few times you work out, if you haven't been doing it, you're not going to be able to fake it. They'll figure out who's not been working out. But I think I always think about guys like Saban and Dabo Sweeney, who are always want to have an edge, and they're not. I got to think they've got created some way not to leave it by chance. For even though these guys aren't on campus, they've got somebody checking out on them or making sure they're doing their workout, so they will be in shape. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Saban had the Apple Watches, which the NCAA is like, I don't know if that's legal or not. I don't know. Saban just bought 200 Apple Watches. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, there you go. You know, these schools that are really really serious about winning a national championship, they're not going to take it by chance that some of their guys aren't going to be in shape, because they're saying our guys got to be in shape, because you know that Clemson's getting their guys in shape, so we got to make sure that our guys in shape. You know, send somebody to Birmingham and make sure that our eight guys that live there are doing their darn running or whatever. Mm-hmm. I just really believe that's happening.
I agree with you. No, I absolutely. These coaches got nothing to do right now. Well, maybe they do, but you know how it is. I know it's been written about. You wrote about it. Eddie Sutton, we had the conversation when he passed away, and Rick Bozich with us from WDRB. How much do you believe that, in your heart, that Eddie Sutton, for what happened at Kentucky, at least that was punished not making the Hall of Fame to the very end of his life, pretty much?
I think it was a significant part of it. I don't think it was all of it by any stretch of the imagination, because, A, he didn't win a national championship, so it wasn't like you could deny him from that standpoint. And I know he did go to three Final Fours, Kentucky's only the real primetime job he had. I mean, Oklahoma State's a good job. Arkansas, he made into a good job. Creighton's an okay job, but it's not like a guy. The majority of his resume was at a main level job. So
right.
I think what happened at Kentucky was significant, and they punished him for that, but I think it was more than that, of just saying, you know, his record's really good, but he didn't win a national championship.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, it matters. A couple Final Fours, but no national title. Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. Is there anything else with Rick Bozich that we want to get to? You did say the sentence, I was on a conference call with Indiana's wide receiver coach, and that made me smile. Poor Rick Bozich. That is a sad sentence. No offense, of course. It is a sad sentence all around. I've been battling Louisville Twitter on this. Help me. Right now, if you had to pick, who do you believe is the backup quarterback for the University of Louisville's football team right now?
And Evan Conley.
There we go. Yes. There we go. I've had some Louisville fans, tell me.
Role.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to tell me that it's Juwan Pass, and I'm like, low key, I kind of forgot all about the Juwan Pass experience. I thought we kind of moved past that, but who knows? So, Rick, what do you guys?
When you look at what Scott Satterfield values, it's completion percentage, not turning a ball over, and you can even argue that Conley at times is a better runner because he's a better decision maker, and Pass has had a couple of opportunities to get it done under Petrino and Satterfield, and he hadn't gotten it done. I'm not trying to be mean to the kid, but that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's obvious, yes, to everybody. Thank you, Rick, for bringing some sanity. If you'd have said, you should have played the joke and said Juwan Pass. That would have been funny. It would have created some discussion. What do you guys have coming up, WDRB? Anything you guys want to promote? Anything special or interesting or something that you're working on? Anything at all?
I'm pretty sure Tom Lane has a story coming about a pretty prominent local golfer. I'm not even supposed to say that much, but you guys can probably figure it out, read between the lines. And, you know, Eric's got something today on the KHSA decisions. I wrote something about Cunningham and wrote something about the Western Kentucky situation, which I was really surprised how bullish Todd Stewart was on them playing games. And got a couple things in the works for next week, but I don't want to tip my hand yet.
So all right, well there, you can't do that. Well, there we go, Rick. We'll talk with you next week. Stay safe. You know, try to make it through quarantine. Sorry that there's no baseball, and we'll talk with you next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. Rick Bozich with us here, WDRB, WDRB.com. How about that?
All right. That's a great point about Indiana and how their atmosphere is going to suffer.
That's a great point.
I mean, that was. I didn't even think about the students not being there.
Who would stay? I mean, I guess you would leave for a certain amount of time. Mitch, let me ask you, if you had a house, you've already paid for the house, I would imagine, right, for the whole year?
Yeah.
Right? So you
so
you have those couple months. I mean, you're going to be paying for it. You would go home for a little while, maybe go home for a week, come back for a couple weeks, go home for a couple days, depending on how far you live away. But, I mean, if I'm like a senior in college and I have like 2 months there, I mean, I might live it up. There'll be people around to hang out with, right? Am I wrong with that? I have no idea.
I had one roommate who graduated in May, and our lease ended at the end of July. And as soon as he graduated, he moved out and lived with his parents but still paid rent up in Louisville. No sense.
See, most college kids are like, get me out of my parents' house for as long as possible. And they would stay, that's what I think anyway.
That's what this whole thing with, like, I thought about this earlier today too. This whole thing with the University of Louisville, them doing like this half online, half in person classes. That seems like the life for a college student, does it not? Like, do we trust these college students to properly social distance and, you know, actually behave on campus if they're going to be like doing half online classes, half in person, and they can do just whatever?
Heck no.
No, absolutely.
They're going to be college students. They're going to do the regular college student things.
No,
that's what's going to happen.
Absolutely. Strebel behind the scenes is probably pushing for his school to do that.
I'll find out.
So he can stay home.
I'll find out more tomorrow, apparently.
Really?
There's a big Zoom meeting with all the principals and everybody.
Wait, is there multiple principals?
Yeah, for the entire Archdiocese.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so I think
That involves all the Catholic schools?
All the Catholic schools
all
in Louisville,
them.
Yes.
Is Tony Vannetti going to be a part of that?
I don't think so.
You sons of bitches are going to play Trinity football, or I'm going to put a boot up your ass.
They need a Toby Keith song for that.
Texas says, I can't think of a more sad thing than Bozich being on a conference call with the IU wide receivers coach.
Man.
It is the bottom, is it not? When he said that, I wrote that down. I almost want to make that a poll question. It's no offense to Rick.
No.
He's doing his job of journalism.
Yeah.
Somebody, thank God it's him, has to report on IU football. It's going to be him, Grossman, John Lewis, and Aaron Mattis are going to be the ones, right?
Yeah, on that call, listening and hearing him drone on about
God, we
got
to get on the IU list, man. We got to. That's what we need to do. And you'll love this. I forgot about Cunningham totally. It was like 2:07, and I dial in. I'm like, I totally forgot because I was going to ask a question. Mitch, do you have the single worst question ever asked to Mikael Cunningham or any other athlete?
Yes.
This is our guy, Matt McGavick. We like him. I think his name's the General Wasp.
it is.
Thank you, Mitch. And we like Matt. He's very nice, or I do at least. You don't know him.
I don't know him. Yeah.
He's very nice. He'll come to the caboose occasionally.
Cool.
It's an odd thing to say. We have a caboose at the football stadium.
That's
not
awesome.
Not my caboose. That's a very odd thing to say.
Yeah, the ESPN 680 caboose.
Yeah, he does the U of L page for SI.com, and he wanted to get to the bottom of Mikael Cunningham's standards for this season. Go ahead, Mitch.
Is surpassing last season's win total one of the goals for both yourself and the team?
Say one more time.
Is surpassing the win total from a season ago one of the personal and team goals for you guys?
I wonder if...
No, winning more games is not a goal for us. That's what I wish he would have said, then said, no, I'm just kidding.
Pat told me he made that a rejoin for Ennis today, and it tickled Ennis.
Oh, here you go. I wonder if Ennis, or I should say Pat.
I mean, we've been doing that for years around here.
Yeah. We have some news. Run the same line, or welcome back to the drive with Mark Ennis for three years. We kind of have some news.
Oh.
Oh, wow. News. What's going on?
Well, I mean, I sent it to you guys. I don't know if we want to talk about it now or after the break, but it's a big day for Diener.
Okay, so what happened? Hang on. Did you send us something?
Well, it's kind of the
Wow. Pools. He announced.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. He did.
So, Governor Beshear, in his press conference that you can hear over on 93.9 The Ville.
Hell yeah, Beshear. All we had to do was pick at you a couple times, and you and the Democrats were going to fold. I told you.
Kentucky Kingdom will open on June 29th. Also, he plans
Kentucky Kingdom's on the 29th?
June 29th. And he also plans to have guidance at that time for public pools to open with limited access and strict guidelines for social distancing.
There you go. Hey, Diener, you got a month. Hey,
yeah.
Me and Ron, you know what I'm doing this weekend, Diener? You know what I'm doing this weekend? I'm going to a pool. A swanky one. A big easy pool.
Ooh,
you like that?
I do like that. A big easy pool.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You understand when I say the word? You know when I say the word Mitch Botox? You know what that means?
Oh.
Say eat it, Diener.
Eat it, Diener.
Want to be a part of the show? Hit us up on the Fan Outfitters Twitter feed at ESPN680.
Before we wrap up the show, another 30 minutes here. It is BJ Heating and Cooling. Need to tell you about them. You're going to be popping on that AC if you haven't already today. I've had mine on for a couple weeks. If there are any issues, whether it be regular maintenance or, hey, it's not cold, it needs to be cold, it's not cooling down your home, if you need one of the Bryant mini splits, you have a room that's difficult to cool down, they got you. It's BJ Heating and Cooling. You can find them online, bjheatcool.com, 812-283-7221. As always, I keep telling you guys, professionalism, price. They've been in my home. They replaced Strebel's unit. You can save that for the mixtape. They're on call 24/7, 365 upfront pricing. And like I said, they also had the Bryant mini splits because BJ Heating and Cooling, they're your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. After teaming up with Bryant Douglas Equipment, whatever it takes to make those rooms, uncomfortable rooms, enjoyable. Again, they are quiet and they are efficient, and they avoid the installation and priciness of bulky ductwork. Again, go say hi to Barry and his team. They're working right now for you, social distancing and everything else. BJHeatCool.com, 812-283-7221. It's BJ Heating and Cooling.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, I bet if it was Lexington City FC, Strebel would follow him.
I don't watch any soccer at all. I hate it. It's the dumbest sport.
And James Strebel.
I'd rather watch cricket. I'd rather watch curling. I'd rather watch gymnastics. Soccer's a bum sport for bum fans.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Boy, that one makes Strebel uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is. It does. Like, there are a lot of soccer fans out there.
Well, I played it because the Premier League's coming back. You going to watch Strebel?
Oh, God, no.
No.
Oh, he's going to mock it.
I'm going to make fun of it. Ince is going to get mad at me.
It's the world's game. It's the world's game, Strebel.
The beautiful game.
Hey, a reminder, Baptist Health is delivering safety centered on you. Reschedule that procedure if you need it. Visit your family doctor again, and do not hesitate to seek help in any emergency. Learn more today, baptisthealth.com/stay safe. Also, want to remind everyone, we are broadcasting from the Mobile Papa John Studios. Use that promo code RadioXL, RadioXL, for a two-topping extra-large pizza and a two-liter. It's just $14. It's a great deal. Go to papajohns.com or the Papa John's app. All right, so we need to get to this sooner rather than later so we give you some time. Do we think this is going to be good radio here? I mean, I'm always torn in the 5 o'clock hour because
right.
I battled Louisville Twitter about Louisville Twitter, there's a lot of people that think that Evan Conley's not the backup quarterback. I think it's common sense. Rick Bozich, who we had on last segment, he believes it's common sense, so we've done that.
Yep.
We've done a lot of Kentucky and Notre Dame discussion, Calipari scheduling talk. We've done that. I tell you, there's several other things we didn't get to. You don't want one funny thing that I just noted here? It means nothing.
What is it?
The sports agency by the name of Go Empire Group.
Okay.
They are now representing, and I did not know this, Ryan McMahon. And because I saw him retweeted or like, it's like Ryan McMahon's more than just a three-point shooter. And, you know, so he retweeted, he has joined, and he's going to try to play basketball somewhere professionally. Absolutely should. The Go Empire Group. And Cooper follows him, and Ryan McMahon follows him, and Doug Davenport follows him.
There we go.
They only have 387 followers.
Really?
That seems low, right? Even though, obviously, he's going to be playing somewhere overseas.
Right. For an agency, yeah, sports agency group, that seems pretty low. But, yeah, he's going to be playing pro somewhere, absolutely.
Thank you, Sweet.
Maybe Coop can hitch his wagon to Ryan
McMahon.
Well,
I think that's
now.
The point. Yeah.
That's the plan.
I think that's the point.
Yes, he's you know, I have experience.
By the way, that's into this new picture of Jessica, your favorite IG model.
Holy bleep. Man. That might be my favorite one. Wow. I'm sorry. I'm a little stunned right now.
Say hell yes, Strebel.
Hell, that's a hell, all caps hell yes.
That's a Stone Cold Steve. Again, if you don't listen to the show, you have to be so confused. The 5 o'clock hours are so weird.
They're
so weird, and that's so wrong of me. It's the power hour, right?
I got to look at that one again.
Wow, look at you. He's going right to Instagram.
I am.
Strebel, of course, scrubs.
Make sure you delete your history.
Yeah, he scrubs his internet history in case his wife. Well, does your wife know about this?
Just Instagram. I don't think so, but.
Do you want to read this book to
us?
The Courier Journal is having Chris Mack and Scott Satterwhite or Scott Satterfield read books. Dominique Dimes Yates, right? I don't know why they had him, but he read a book. And let's do this for a. I don't know if this is going to turn into being good radio.
Okay.
Mitch, I think I made a mistake here. We should have had music, like lullaby music.
Sure.
Do we have anything that's lullaby music? Mitch is mad at this point.
Like,
I can find some lullaby piano music, like the Bob reading Antonio Brown emails music.
Yes. Google search that, whatever crappy thing you find. Let's throw that up. You know, one of the things we didn't get, but it will hold.
What's that?
Did you see the article in the CJ about how because the world's in shambles right now, we need baseball to bring us all together? We got to talk about that and read it. I may send that to Magic Mike for a dramatic reading. I'm being totally serious.
I think
send
him
like a Papa John's gift card or something. Say, hey, thanks for doing this.
Oh, my God. We get on to that tomorrow.
Again, the news is pools may be opening on the 29th in about a month in Kentucky. Kentucky Kingdom could open then, may open then. I'm seeing some different stories. I mean, that is going to be the plan there. So Kentucky is only about a month and a half
behind
others, but you have a month or so, and Dean are having 4 or 5 weeks. That still can't be good enough for him. I mean, what's he going
to
do for the next 4 or 5 weeks?
He's going
to take a vacation for 1 week. He
I
needs
saw
to get
that.
Out of here. He needs to get the hell out of here. He absolutely does.
Myrtle Beach is on the
docket. Did he tweet that out?
It's Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook.
I don't know what... Dean or Myrtle Beach?
He does seem like a Myrtle Beach guy. He's like more like Hilton Head Island.
Yeah. I'm a little bit scared by this.
Yes.
Mitch, have we vamped enough for you to find any of this sound? All right, well, let's go. This is a dramatic reading, which we will submit to the Courier Journal and CourierJournal.com. What is it? One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish by Dr. Seuss or Dr. Seuss, as some people believe his name actually is pronounced. Go ahead.
One fish, two fish. Red fish, blue fish. Black fish, blue fish. Old fish, new fish. This one has a little star. This one has a little car. Say, what a lot of fish there are. Yes, some are red and some are blue. Some are old and some are new. Some are sad and some are glad. and some are very, very bad. Why are they sad and glad and bad? I do not know.
It's like your IG model, Jessica. She's bad.
Go ask your dad. Some are thin and some are fat. The fat one has a yellow hat. From there to here, from here to there, funny things are everywhere.
This book's like 30 pages, Mitch.
Here are some who like to run. They run for fun in the hot, hot sun. Oh me, oh my, oh me, oh my, what a lot of funny things go by. Some have 2 feet, some have four. What is this music?
Texture says, duh, fish.
Some have 6 feet, and some have more. Where do they come from, I can't say, but I bet they have come a long, long way. We see them come, we see them go. Some are fast, and some are slow. Some are high, and some are low. Not one of them is like another. Don't ask us why.
Go ask your mother. I gotta stop you.
Yeah.
Mitch just texted me. Mitch, is what you're texting me true? Wait, stop the music.
Uh-oh.
Mitch, is what you're texting me true?
Yes, the reports are true.
We have breaking news right now. Look, he's scared. Streeple's scared right now. He thinks it's Kentucky related.
I do.
Look, he's scared to death that Olivier Saar is not going to be eligible or something.
That's where always my mind goes.
This is shocking news. Caller Emily's on hold.
What?
Caller Emily's on hold.
Oh, no, 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 no. Wait a minute.
Caller Emily, put the book away.
Okay.
Caller Emily, let's go. Bring her on. It's been a couple months. What's happening? Talk to your man.
Hey, Daddy.
Hello. How are you doing during these trying times?
Doing great, but I miss you.
Well, you miss hearing me on the. We can hear me on the radio every day. I'm on the radio every day here at Andy's house.
Well, I've heard you've had some lonely nights lately,
No.
If you're home alone, I'm wondering why you didn't come to my 22nd birthday party last weekend.
You're 22?
I'm 22. I'm so old.
Oh, no, happy birthday. I was busy last weekend. What was I doing? I was at a pool party. I'm sorry I missed your birthday party.
I think you were listening to the Deftones.
Yeah. And I haven't been lonely. I haven't been lonely at all. My wife would keep me company. I've got kids there keep me company. But I appreciate the sentiments.
So are you going to buy me a birthday present with some of that Kohl's cash you've got?
What would you like? You want some socks?
I think we could take a trip to the lingerie department.
No, they don't have one of those at Kohl's. It's a family store. There's no lingerie at Kohl's. I don't think so.
I'll tell
you
where it is.
What? How about what can I get you that's not lingerie? I don't know.
You know what you could do? You could sing me happy birthday because I sing you happy birthday.
It's a great idea.
Okay, I could sing happy birthday to you. Are you ready?
I need it to be like Marilyn Monroe sexy.
Oh, I can't do it. No, I'm the least sexy guy on the planet. There's no sexy voices. Not coming out of this guy. I'll tell you what. I'm not sexy. At all.
Let's,
I can't do a sexy voice. I can't do that. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Emily. Happy birthday to you. There you go.
That was the best present I've gotten.
Oh, I'm glad it made you happy. Thank you very much. You're only 20. I'm surprised at me. Wow. That's
what?
Shocking. That's shocking. I thought you were like late 20s.
22 is like the sexiest age, right?
That's what I'm hoping.
But
at least for Round Daddy.
No. I'm sorry, Emily. I'm glad you had a nice birthday party. Did you social distance?
I didn't because tequila kills germs.
That's true. I like your train of thought there, Emily. I like your train of thought there. Yes. Tequila does kill germs. And you go to bars now.
So celebrate this weekend?
No, I have. We have plans. I I don't go to bars anymore either because I'm lame. I mean, you're going to go out to bars and have fun. You're 22. You're going to go to the bars. They're all open now. You go with all your girlfriends. I can't be a part of that. I
mean, no offense, Freeble. Your wife does work all weekend. No offense.
No, she's off this weekend. She's off.
We'll go next weekend. You'll have fun. I'll show you a good time.
Oh, no. I don't want a good time.
We'll go to Kohl's first for some lingerie, and then we'll go out. Tin Roof or something. We'll have good time.
You can just give me an update on the radio of how your birthday went.
Anything else, Emily, that you would like to say to your man before you get out of here? He is sweating in those new Kohl's clothes that he left the tags on as he walked into my home this afternoon.
I like a sweaty man.
What about like I have too much hair. I'm very hairy. You don't like hairy guys, do you? Ugh, no one likes that.
Absolutely, I do. That's a real man. I'm sick of these 22-year-old boys.
I don't know what to say.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you, Emily.
Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Love you, Daddy.
Happy birthday. Thank you. And Nikki's like
my wife's right here watching that meltdown.
I'm melting.
I'm melting,
and I'm embarrassed because she's like, "What the hell's going on in here? This guy's."
I don't think I've ever heard anyone sing "Happy Birthday" faster than James Strebel.
I need a drink.
Look at him. He's chucked an entire Busch Light, Mitch.
Oh, gosh. I mean,
can we make sure that recorded on our crappy computer system just because it was good radio and we do such very little of it?
I think we do a lot of good radio, but I'm... Ince is chiming. Of course, Ince is chiming in.
Of course he is. Yes.
It's his favorite
thing.
You
drowned immediately, too.
I was
drowned immediately.
I was in book mode. I'm reading this children's book, and I'm, like, trying to do a good job because I really made me think that I'll be on the Courier Journal. So I was excited about that.
You're not going to be on the Courier Journal.
I know I'm not, but there's an outside chance that, you know, the editor hears that's like, he's pretty good. And then next thing I know, here comes Emily telling me she's 22 and it was her birthday and we're going out and there's laundry at Kohl's and there's a lot going on and I can't.
I love how you trying to say there's not a lingerie department at Kohl's.
I don't know if there is. I've never been to it.
There is. All the women's stuff's at the front of the store because that's who they cater to. You're telling me you're not the guy that takes a right and goes immediately past the women's sports bras? Because that happens to me every time no matter what store you're in.
I go right to the big and tall. And I look at the Kentucky hats. That's what I do when I go to Kohl's. And I might look at the shoes for a second. I ordered a pair of Crocs today. That was exciting.
Crocs?
I've never had a pair before.
I'm wearing some Crocs right now.
I want them for the beach.
Listen, here's the thing. I'm all in. Let's not move past that call. Did that get recorded correctly, right? We're good to go because I actually wouldn't mind hearing his happy birthday to end today's show. He said that. And just the initial moan. Just the initial... Immediately you sinking.
Yeah.
Like immediate. We didn't have to build up to the sink. You immediately sunk.
I was blindsided because at least during the post-game shows, I could see her name on the screen. Like, I know that it's going to happen.
My wife took a picture of you.
Oh, no. Could
my wife have an older phone? Let's be honest.
I had to.
Look at that. There you are.
That's a sad man. It's a look of a very sad man.
No, but here's the thing. You were the star of the 5 o'clock hour on the primetime AM sports talk radio. Yes. You understand what I'm saying? You went from lurking on an IG model to reading Dr. Seuss to right to caller Emily.
Man. Don't ask us why.
Go ask your mother. I got to stop you.
Yeah.
Mitch just texted me. Mitch, is what you're texting me true? Wait, stop the music.
Uh-oh.
Mitch, is what you're texting me true?
Yes, the reports are true.
Are the we have breaking news right now. Look, he's scared. Streeple's scared right now. He thinks it's Kentucky-related.
I do.
Look, he's scared to death that Olivier Saar is not going to be eligible or something.
That's where always my mind goes.
This is shocking news. Caller Emily's on hold.
What?
Caller Emily's on hold.
Oh, no, 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 no. Wait a minute.
Caller Emily, put the book away.
Okay.
Caller Emily, let's go. Bring her on. It's been a couple months. What's happening? Talk to your man.
Hey, Daddy.
Hello. How's,
right there.
How's,
right there. That's it. That right there is what sold it. That's when he sunk. That's when the salt water hit the back of his throat and he realized that he can't swim and there's a shark and there's a whale and there's Noah and it's the Bible and he's done. That right there is when I knew you had no chance, that you were immediately going to sink.
Yes.
Because I didn't think you were going to sink. I thought you'd be good. It's not like, you know, I mean, like when you did it out at the music venue.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
were blasted.
Bourbon
you were drinking,
and Beyond.
Yeah, you were drinking bourbon. You had Coors Light. Like, you had a good time, right?
Yes.
You were on the heat. Like, you were lubed up. We set you up for that one. But, like, you're stone cold sober. Like that, that's your natural reaction.
Well, it parts, and also.
And he chugged a Bush Light.
He did. He opened it and chugged. Dude, he knocked down 85% of the Bush Light.
Well, that, and what makes me nervous, too, is
Buddy Light.
I know that people I know listen, or they're texting my wife like right now, like, guess what's happening, Emily? Ha ha ha! She hasn't responded yet though, so maybe not today.
Texas says the best sound is right after you said he chugged a Bush Light. He made a moaning noise. Mitch, I guess let's find the moaning noise. Texas says this needs to be a segment every couple weeks. Well, no, caller Emily is valuable. Her appearances cannot be every couple shows. Oh no, you gotta spread it out, if you will.
You gotta
understand what I'm saying?
Sprinkle them in at very inopportune times. And that was a very inopportune time, and I didn't know that it was gonna happen.
Texter says caller Emily used to be fun, but now it's just blatantly fake. Vince McMahon would laugh at how bad this is.
Okay, if you think that's fake,
it's just fun.
I don't know she's calling. I never know she's calling.
How can someone not?
Oh man.
Play it again. That's a sound that only Strebel's wife has ever heard. What a horrific sound. Play it again.
Oh no. Oh no.
This should be on the bonus hour. I want this between two Bob segments.
Yes.
I want Bob. By the way, Bob had someone on today. Mitch, you help because I didn't hear it. Bob,
you want to put this in between Diener and Jeff Walls and Lucas Allback and Bob Alvano? Just put caller Emily right in the middle.
Oh, man.
Yes, I want caller Emily in the middle of Lucas Allback and Jeff Walls, a sentence that needs to live in Marconi fame here on ESPN Louisville. What was I going to say? Play it again. Texas says Strebel sounds like Hank Hill when he gets flustered.
Yeah, I guess that. Yeah, probably I do. I probably sound even more country bumpkin than I usually do. More South End Dixie Highway.
Texas says this sucks. Texas, hands down, good radio.
Yeah, thank you. It's not like I enjoy it. It's very frustrating and uncomfortable.
Texas says, Round Daddy sounded way too intrigued when he thought Emily was 22 years old.
I was surprised. I'm just surprised at her age. I thought she was like late 20s, early 30s. I was just like, you're 22.
Texter says, in secession, OMG 22, oh, what would you like, LMAO? I mean, you did say that. What would you like? What a terrible sentence to say.
Yeah, I offered to buy her socks, too. I mean, I didn't know what to think. I was like trying to think of something that's non-offensive and like non-romantic, and I was like, socks. Socks is the least romantic thing out there. Socks. Would you like some socks with my Kohl's bucks? I said socks.
Oh, didn't you tell that story a couple weeks ago where you were in college and a girl who sat behind you or in front of you or next to you in Spanish class was like,
yes.
Hey, come over and let's study Spanish together. And you did what you just did there.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. That's exactly what happened.
And you should have called to whatever crappy job you had in college and hung out with the cute girl in college. Instead, you went to work. That you had that moment in your mind again there, and you flubbed it again by saying, I'll buy you socks with my Kohl's cash.
Yeah, that's a great point. But, yeah, that's exactly what happened. She was like, come back to my dorm and study. It's, 7:30 p.m. And I was like, I have to work at UPS. That's...
So your UPS this time was socks.
Socks, yes.
From Kohl's.
Yes, socks from Kohl's.
Texas says, Myrtle Beach not bougie enough for Diener. Diener's a Hilton Head guy. Said the exact same thing you said.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's right on the money. Hilton Head's nice.
Texas says, tell Diener to quit whining. Go buy a $20 peasant pool from Walmart like the rest of us. Yeah, but Diener's not a peasant.
He's not a peasant. No, he doesn't live a peasant lifestyle.
Texas says, did Round Daddy's lap band tighten?
It may have. I'm seeing the lap band doctor next Tuesday. So
are you?
Yes, so it may.
You want to do a remote from there? You set up in the lobby with some mask on?
Sure, yeah, let's do it.
You doing live reads?
Well, he's like weighing me.
Texas says you need to grow some grapes or coconuts.
I'm married.
Texas says no way Kellen and the twins aren't adopted.
Oh, shush. They are not adopted. They're naturally here. The product of me and their mother.
And there's got to be a better way to end the show, but there's not. That's it, Mitch. And I know it's the end of the show, so Mitch didn't know what to do. His radio senses were like, I go to break here, but he doesn't know if we want to say, like, goodbye, if I want to do some sign-off. Like, you were struggling there, right, Mitch?
Yes. I'm building the bonus hour, but I should have hit the...
Yeah. What's in the bonus hour?
In the bonus hour? I already told you Diener and Walls and Lucas and okay. Pop.
Who did
it saved?
Pops. Who did Bob have on today, the guest that had the 11-minute answer? Like, literally. He's like an 11-minute
horse racing guy.
Oh.
Dude, it was remarkable.
It wasn't. So what, his minutes. Answers were like all like 10 minutes? How long was the interview?
Bob asked 2.5 questions.
Wow.
That's a great segment.
And dude, I could just tell. It was like 1:57. The dude was still going. I can just feel Nick freaking out.
Oh, yeah,
from the other room.
Yeah, he's worried about it. Yeah, he's worried about hitting stuff on time.
Yes.
Yeah, he's worried about the clock. He's worried about spots. And,
well, Mikhail Cunningham.
And not bleeding over into a U of L press conference. Yes, he's got things nailed down.
Yes.
I know that if he runs behind on his show, it tears him up inside.
Nick is on it.
It tears him up.
Well, the interview started at like 1:30, and I guess Nick was like, oh, dude, have this guy on for like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, take a break, go to Mikhail Cunningham. But, dude, this guy just kept talking and kept talking and kept talking and kept talking.
About horse racing, too.
Yeah.
About the how horses are tested for banned substances, the process that goes through. And, dude, it took 11 minutes to explain it.
Texas says you want caller Emily in the middle. That coming down at 437-9680. All right, let's get out of here. Bonus hour coming up next. Do you have the entire call up in front of you right now on Cool Edit, Mitch?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. Press anywhere on the call and let it run for 5 seconds and then go to break. Just anywhere on the call there. Press it, 5 seconds, and we'll just go to break, and that will be it. The podcast will be up shortly.
Ain't it? There's no sexy voices. Not coming out of this guy. I'll tell you what. I'm not sick.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.